Welcome to Witch Yes, a podcast for casual conjurings, witches in training, and the hungry eyes of your youth.
I'm Alicia Herder, and my eyes will devour you.
And I'm Tara Keck, and my eyes, they can't look directly at your eyes. They're nervous.
It's because you look directly at the sun. It's over for you.
I can't focus on anything.
Apparently, that was one of the biggest Google searches after the eclipse was, why do my eyes feel weird?
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. We warned the people.
I looked at it, too. I think just looking at it with the glasses, though, it kind of just fatigued your eyes for a bit.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm good now. I'm vibing. I can see.
Yeah.
Like X-Men style. I've got superpowers now.
Yeah, she's looking into the bank vault.
Mm-hmm. I see that cash.
Yeah.
And that bank teller fucking that other bank teller. I'm watching the whole thing from here.
Oh my God, that's really far.
Mm-hmm. That's true. There's no close banks to rob over here.
I was personally victimized by the eclipse where I forgot to put on sunscreen.
Oh no.
And I was outside for like the second that little alien started to take an Oreo cookie bite out of that sun. I was out there that like my shoulders, my arms, I was laying out on like a deck chair so I didn't have to like strain my neck, my nose,
my lips. Ooh, it's the worst when it gets your lips.
Yeah. Buoyant.
And then they're hot. They just feel so hot.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's where I'm at. However, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Life-changing.
Can I share something with you?
Yeah.
I felt like the eclipse kind of looked like the shadow of the drain on my bathtub. Like whenever it's like coming down and the water is a swirling, she rolls her eyes. When the water is a swirling.
No, I'm trying to visualize. That wasn't an eye roll. That was me like racking my brain to be like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's going through like the SpongeBob files. It's like, okay, so when the water's coming down, the water molecules condense and they create a shadow. And they make like what looks like a little eclipse on your bathtub bottom.
On the drain?
On the drain or on the side of your bathtub, like on the base of your bathtub. And the whole time I was like, are we just one planet sitting in one big bathtub? And
I mean, yes.
And we're all pruny and we gotta get out now.
I mean, isn't there like mostly water on this planet?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong. I don't know what it means for you to be correct, though.
I don't know. Life is a poem, so.
Along with a limerick.
Yeah, it's a simile. And I think what it does mean is that I don't have to pay my taxes.
I think that's correct.
Oh, yeah, that is correct.
The true revolutionary spirit of Pluto and Aquarius.
I looked it up on Ask Jeeves, and it is say that if you do have that big brain thought, then you don't have to pay your taxes because you're the president now.
Oh, my God. I voted for you. That makes sense. On today's episode, Pluto in Aquarius, an update, because she's going to be around for a long, long time, mama. So we should be talking about her.
Yeah.
She's not one you hit it and quit.
No.
You hit and she fucking hits you back in the face like an angry white man in New York City.
And he is fresh off the train. So, you know, it's a sweaty slap.
Mm-hmm. Not good at all. What else we got going on right now? We have Mercury in retrograde in Aries.
It should be coming to an end in the next like week or so by now, right?
Has it been affecting you? I feel like so many communication things just spiraling out of control.
I mean, especially between me, you, and Marcel, the amount of times where like we're like texting each other and then the other person's like, what the fuck are you, what? When did this get here?
I know. It's crazy. And just like some emails too. I'm like, did I just email into the void? Like, why is no one getting back to me?
Here's another thing though. I've noticed a lot of away messages recently. Mm-hmm. Like people are on vacation.
Seeing that solar eclipse probably.
That's what I'm guessing.
It's wild. What has been going on in your world, mama?
I went to go see my parents. We saw the eclipse. It was cool. It was cloudy. I was really pissy about it with Alicia when she texted me. But then it got better. And then, so that was really wonderful. I got to spend time with my family and my brothers and my cousins that I'm getting to know. And did some puzzles. We're puzzlers.
Oh, she's a puzzler now.
Oh, and then in a couple weeks, I actually have the other art fair in Brooklyn. I'm doing the spring season. So I'm really excited about it. It's in Brooklyn at Zero Space, which is like kind of in downtown Brooklyn. You can get your tickets now. I have a discount code for you if you'd like it. You just have to DM me. And I have an ensemble. I have a persona that I'm bringing.
Okay. Okay. Tell us about her. Who is she?
Who is she? Well, her name's still Tara, but it's Tara. No, it's not. That would be horrible.
Tara. Tara.
I get a little blister on my tongue. Okay, so it's still me. However, all my recent work, anyone that's following my art profile, is about like UFOs, okay? And so I bought 5 outfits that are full chrome.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm going full chrome. I just have to find some chrome shoes. So I think I'm just like might like drop some money on some like, they have like chrome Nikes and Adidas and something like something that'll be like comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I can like wear with anything because I guess for some reason Gen Z has decided that we can wear like tennis shoes to the club. I'm very excited. I have like little alien earrings. I'm working on my metallic nails.
Ooh,
picking
gorgeous.
Out my colors. So I'm just going to go full chrome. My strategy behind this is they always seem to put freaks on their social media campaigns.
And you're like, that will be me. I can play freak.
Oh, I can play to the freaks in the back for sure.
Oh, you should get make an aluminum foil hat.
That is so smart.
But make it fashion. Like, you should yes. find some kind of way to make it actually look cool and not, like, you shouldn't be allowed in this art gallery right now.
Yeah, like, do an origami situation.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Or tin foil, like, star barrettes.
Oh, that'd be really
all
cute.
All the way over. Anyway, that's where I'm at right now. I'm very excited. Again, that is May 16th through the 19th at Zero Space, the Brooklyn Other Art Fair. The most expensive day is to go Thursday. That's considered VIP day, so they're a little expensive, but I have a discount code for you if you want to come the other days, get some money taken off for you, because I love you.
I love that. Well, break a leg. I hope it's going to be amazing.
I really hope so. I can use some money. That's a lie. I can really use some money.
And the outfits are going to slay, so that's really what matters.
Yeah. If anything, get a selfie with me.
Your presence will be there, and it will be felt.
Oh, thank you. It'll be smelt for sure Ooh. With all that chrome.
In May? Who knows what the weather's like in New York?
Speaking of May, may I tell you about one of our listeners?
I would love that.
So we want to shout out one of our most recent Patreon members, Annie, who is a Green Man fan.
The little Green Man? Oh, no, the big Green Man.
She likes the Green Man himself, Miss Yor.
All of this alien talk had me thinking about the little Green Man.
I know, yeah. And then, of course, speaking of Patreon, if you want to be like Annie and have access to over 100 extra episodes, deets on new episodes, early access, and more, head over to the link in our show notes. If you've been a lurker, a free member on Patreon, I see you. I'd encourage you to become a full member, at least for 1 month, drop the $5, sample some of the extra content, and if you don't like it, you can cancel. It's totally fine, but I really think you're gonna like it.
Yeah, people are still talking about the cage match.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have we gotten crazier? Maybe we haven't gotten crazier, but we've definitely been more educational.
Yeah, I think that on the one hand, we're smarter. On the other hand, we are swirling down that drain. We are swirling.
The drain of the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And then last week on Patreon, we talked about the magic of birthmarks. You got a birthmark? What does it mean? What does your birthmark mean? We go into it, especially the placement and what that might mean about your personality and what you need to accomplish in this lifetime. And next week, we're going to talk about eternal flames. These flames are so old. I don't even want to say how old they are. They are so old. It's like a your mama joke that I'm trying to set up. Your mama is so old, she's an eternal flame. And then you're over there and you go, damn.
Yo, he got him.
Just like in middle school. But eternal flames blew my fucking mind, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I was telling everybody about them.
They're crazy. They're absolutely nuts. So that's a great episode just to be like hearing my mind explode more and more after each one we talk about.
And before we get into our episode, baby witches, if you haven't noticed, spring is here. I'm getting slutty.
Oh, in your sweater right now. Under the sweater, I'm naked.
Under the sweater, if you look down, you see 2 little pink jelly beans.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for some new drip, you should check out our merch store on TeePublic. Get yourself a Pagan as Fuck or Satan's Little Snack t-shirt. And again, give Alicia and I both a third of $7.
Ooh, $7. That's life-changing. For us?
Oh, are you joking? The things that I could get. Before we get into the episode, one last thing. So my mom, like, helped me hem up a bunch of, like, my clothes and stuff. She basically just watched me and then, like, told me if I was doing stuff wrong on her sewing machine. Mm-hmm. And she had this, like, sewing chalk. Have you ever used sewing chalk? It's, like, little... Mm-hmm. And I was looking through my sewing stuff because I have my Aunt Jean's sewing machine and my grandmother's sewing stuff. And I was looking through, I was like, I don't have any freaking sewing chalk. So there's this, like, I'm walking Dolly. She's shitting everywhere. And I walk by this fabric store and I'm like, oh, I'll just go in here. Owned by this older Latina woman, barely spoke any English. I'm going in there. I'm like, do you have any, like, sewing chalk? And she's like, yes. And I was like, how much? 50 cents.
Oh, my.
And then I was like, oh, can I get a new pair of scissors? She's like, absolutely. $20. It's going to be $20.
$20?
And I was like, oh, that's okay. Of course, whatever. So I have cash. I give her like $20 plus the dollars because I wanted two of the chalks. And she starts making all this change. She had said $12. These were like $11 scissors. When was the last time you paid $11.50 for anything?
I went to the grocery store earlier this week and I got like five things. One was like a buy one, get one free sort of thing. I spent like $18. And I was like, it should not be like this.
That is disgusting.
It was ridiculous.
Do I know how much my cherry tomatoes were at the fucking Beyond Market? $12.
Oh my goodness.
It's like the size of a Nintendo DS, the amount of cherry tomatoes I get. It's fucked up. Anyway.
So let's talk about Pluto and Aquarius. So, all right, you guys are thinking, y'all missed the boat. It's already happening. How are you supposed to prepare us for this? And we are here not to prepare, somewhat to prepare, but to update you because, mama, this is going to be a second. And so why should we even care about this tiny little planet Pluto? So I did some research. We want to give you some fun facts about our girl who sits in the back of the class. Pluto, she a dwarf planet, so she's super choochy. She's about 1,400 miles wide. And you know what's longer than that? Driving from Los Angeles to New York City. That distance covers 2,800 miles.
Oh, I've never felt further from you.
We're like Pluto's apart. And 1,400 miles is like driving from Los Angeles to Dallas, Texas. It's literally only half the distance of the United States.
That's really insane. That's crazy.
She tiny. She a tiny little girl. Pluto is about 1/6 the width of Earth. So if Earth was the size of a nickel, Pluto would be about as big as a popcorn kernel. Very cute. Pluto has 5 moons, which I'm jealous. We only have 1 moon. So way to show off.
Yeah, what the hell?
The largest of which is called Chiron. Her thin atmosphere. Thin. Listen to this girl. She tiny and thin.
She's choo-choo.
Is made up of nitrogen, methane, and carbon monoxide. It sounds deadly, honestly. And smelly. That methane.
Yeah, that's some stinky shit.
And on average, Pluto's temperature is negative 387 degrees Fahrenheit, making it too cold to sustain life. And for those who go by Celsius, that's negative 232 degrees Celsius. Get this woman a blanket.
She is out there alone.
Terrified. Tiny.
So small. She's a mouse.
And she's just collecting these moons left and right. And you know what makes Pluto even cuter? She was named by an 11-year-old girl.
Oh.
Literally the fantasy to name a planet. In 1930, Venetia Burney of Oxford, England, suggested to her grandfather that the new discovery of this tiny little planet should be named for the Roman god of the underworld. I guess, like, they were just taking names back then. They were like, you got a good name for this new planet we discovered? Write in. So Grandpa forwards the name to the Lowell Observatory, and it was selected.
That is so cute.
That could have been us. We could have named a fucking planet.
If we were alive in, when was it?
1930.
1930. My grandmother could have named this.
They needed something real good because that stock market crash on my birthday in 1929. So 1930, they were like, we got a planet, guys. Let's like boost some morale over here. What you want to name it, children? And she's like fucking working in the mines. And she's like, what about Hades? And they're like, it's beautiful. And then she dies. I don't know.
Yeah. She goes,
yeah. Just withers away.
Mm-hmm. To dust.
Yeah. As we all do. But that also means our awareness of Pluto has only been around for the past 96 years. We haven't even known about this little cutie for 100 years. So she's new. She's new here.
She's new and skinny and really cold.
Mm-hmm.
She probably has anemia.
She definitely has anemia. On that diet of methane and carbon monoxide? Mm-mm. The only spacecraft to explore Pluto up close was NASA's New Horizons in 2015. It flew by the planet and the moons, took some pictures, but that's it. So much of this planet is still a mystery to us. And despite being so tiny and choochy and full of attitude, but no one can hear her because she's obviously hiding out in the back, Pluto packs a heavy punch in astrology. Pluto is about regeneration, transformation,
death,
and rebirth. Even if it does not look like it, things get done with Pluto. A new approach and a new perspective is what the planet Pluto is all about. It helps an individual look at all things differently, transform or evolve their views, and merge that into new outlooks in life. That's pretty crazy.
That's nuts. The moon ain't doing that.
What is the moon doing? Just getting further and further away from us each chance it gets. That's all the moon's doing. Yeah.
She's like, I don't know her.
Mm-mm. As our politics get worse, the moon gets more embarrassed and is distancing. She's going to ghost us one day. Pluto can cause sudden and dramatic changes that feel destructive, such as disease, setbacks, betrayals, or even death.
Ba-bum.
However, many of these changes are challenges that can be worked through. I mean, maybe not your own death. Like, lights out on that one. I don't know if you're going to work through that.
You can't self-help your way out of
death.
I mean, I guess that's not what the Buddhists believe, but...
That's a good point. That's fair. But Pluto can also help people look at things differently, transform their views, and get those new outlooks in life. So, for example, a betrayal of the heart can change someone's outlook on life or inspire them to reconnect with people who actually support them. Like, that can transform your whole world and how you think about yourself in relation to other people. Pluto is also the ruling planet of Scorpio, which, as a reminder, is the sign of sex, death, and transformation. So, they go hand in hand. They love this shit. It governs themes such as power, control, sexuality, and the psychological depths of our subconscious. What are we thinking under the thoughts? Pluto evokes courage, bravery, and the strength to overcome even the most seemingly impossible circumstances. Which I like that kind of energy. It's a real, like, you can do it, girl, but it's gonna suck.
Yeah. It's like, you're getting right out of rehab.
Yeah.
And you're gonna, you know, you're going back to your hometown and it's gonna be really hard and you can't hang out with all the same people because they're a trigger for your addiction. Mm-hmm. However, you are gonna get that associate's degree and I'm really proud of you. You're gonna get your kids back.
You can do it. And Pluto has been in Capricorn for the last 15 years, driving global institutions, organizations, and empires to success, building the big industrial complex that we at Witchess hate.
No, I'm not a friend. Mm-mm. Get me out of that. I'm not a cog.
No. On January 20th, 2024, this year, Pluto made its new home in Aquarius and will stay there until March 8th, 2043. That's 21 years. She'll be able to legally drink by the time she moves out.
That's insane.
It's wild. And so, okay, we've lived through these 15 years in Capricorn, but what the hell are we going to do with this babe in Aquarius?
Before we get into that, can I ask you really quick, what would you do if the moon did ghost us and just like you woke up one day and she wasn't there? What would you do?
I like that you just had this thought in the back of your brain once I said that and you were like, actually, we need to approach this topic with caution and care. I mean, it'd pretty much be the end of mankind. Like, that's going to fuck up so many things. What does the ocean do?
Yeah. Floats away, I guess.
What does my menstrual cycle do?
Floats away, becomes its own planet.
I just turn into a puddle of goo. Isn't it part of the gravitational pull? Do we float away? I don't know.
It also protects us from a bunch of stuff. Also, do you know the moon is like fourth or fifth largest moon in the entire solar system?
Oh, shit. Where's it going to go?
I have no idea. It's so huge for the size of our planet. It's like absurdly huge for the size of our planet.
Yeah, I have no idea. I would be shocked, gooped, and gagged. I think many people would share those same sentiments.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful, too. I'd really miss it.
Yeah, I don't know what I would like look at night. Like my own reflection in the mirror?
Well, this was a sad conversation. We really need to pivot. Let's talk about Pluto and Aquarius.
All right. Well, this is not going to be any better.
No, it will be. I promise. It'll be fine. We'll all make it out fine.
We totally will. So let's get into it. So just like Alicia said, January 20th, the same day that the sun entered Aquarius this year, 2024, Pluto shouted from the back of the stadium, "Same girl!" But if we know anything about planets, it's that these are a bunch of fickle little balls of dust and gas. So on September 1st, 2024, Pluto will retrograde back into Capricorn for a hot 80 days even.
Oh, so right before the election. That's interesting.
Oh, yes, exactly. You might be thinking, oh, just 80 days. That's a piece of cake. I have kept ill-fated New Year's resolutions longer than that. Well, if your New Year's resolution was to keep Donald Trump from being president again, I might keep your chin up, big guy. Eyes forward. Because Pluto moves back into slow-moving, bureaucratic, hard-edged to an already hard-truth Capricorn, just in time for the U.S. presidential election. So please vote. Please vote. Arizona Senator Anthony Curran escorted a group of religious extremists onto the Arizona Senate floor where they prayed and spoke in tongues over the state seal before enacting the 1800s era abortion ban in the state.
We should start speaking in tongues.
Shamla.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. There's so much I don't want to know, too.
The video for this is, like, insane. They're vibrating and, like, undulating over the state seal. So when I say please vote, I'm also going to ask you to not vote for people like this.
Yeah, that's not what our podcast is about.
So some astrologers believe there's a difference between how humans react to planetary alignments before and after we discover the planets. This will be the first time in human experience that we experience this particular Pluto transit knowing of Pluto's existence.
That's stupid.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So it might be hard to predict how things are going to shake out, but let's see how it's going so far. So keep in mind the following points. Pluto in Aquarius is going to hold some big revolutions surrounding how we conceptualize our individuality, our relationship to the internet, to technology, and to structures. The cold, icy boundaries of Capricorn aren't melting, they're shattering. We're broken through the ice. We're in True Detective. We're below sea level, okay? But while Aquarius is often billed as like the humanitarian sign, he is not emotional. He's egalitarian.
Oh.
Aquarius doesn't need everyone to feel good. He wants what's good for everyone. And everyone might not include you.
When you said egalitarian, I thought equestrian. And I was like, oh no. He's not equestrian. It's just turned into a horse. Out of the ice comes a horse. I'm like, no! I hate this!
The four horsemen of the apocalypse. Aquarius. Sagittarius, clearly. And on that same note, Aquarius in Pluto is very concerned with freedom and justice, but not in the way that Libra is, which is more concerned with like the aesthetics of freedom and justice and needing everything to fit neatly inside diplomatic boxes, right? I've collected a lot of Aquarians in my life.
You are an Aquarian collector.
This is not a dig, because I'm always 100% on your side and you know this. But my Aquarians, how many times have you expressed to me the sentiment, well, it's just not fair. That's not fair at all. To which I say, it absolutely is not fair and we are gonna get our revenge.
A very Scorpio response.
But that's just it. It is this fixed sign madness that we all have, which is, I get mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through and I looked for countries with natal charts that had placements in Aquarius. Iran has three. They have a Sun, Mars, and Mercury in Aquarius.
Mm. Yikes.
Australia has four, a Sun, Pluto, Saturn, and Venus in Aquarius, which means Australia is going through its Pluto return.
Oh my goodness.
Ukraine has a Sun, Uranus, and Venus in Aquarius, and Russia has its Saturn, unless you view the current Russia as an extension of the USSR, because Putin was a KGB agent and is trying to rebuild the USSR, and if so, he has a Uranus in Aquarius.
That's so funny, that little footnote of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Russia is such a fickle country, and they keep changing their goddamn name.
Going back, going left, zigzagging and zopping.
All about transformations.
That was another thing. It was like, okay, do you like do Iran pre-Islamic revolution, or do you do Iran when it's Persia? Like, how do you? So I just did the most recent one.
Yeah.
India has a sun, Jupiter, and Venus in Aquarius. China and the U.S. both have their moons in Aquarius. And that's all that was really readily available to me. I got tired.
I feel like the moon makes a lot of sense for the U.S., though.
I think so, too. It does make a lot of sense because we're not, like, emotional, though we have this kind of, like, superiority complex about freedom, individuality, individuation.
And it's, like, the real you on the inside.
Exactly.
And we're having so many political fights these days. So many. So, obviously, the heart is at war with itself.
So, these are the things that have happened over the past year since Pluto entered Aquarius that I'm attributing to the transit. All right, so let's talk innovation, technology, death. On January 25th, lawyers started drawing up plans for how to handle the finances of individuals who passed away, had their bodies frozen.
Oh, Disney.
Like, exactly. Like Walt himself. And then get brought back to life like it's Star Trek Next Generation. Their plan is to create a trust for these little ice cubes because according to Scottsdale, Arizona attorney Mark House, well, you don't want to come back poor, do you?
I mean, not in this economy. They would not even understand this economy.
No, they would be like, what's a Dogecoin?
Yeah.
The next day, let's talk sex, shame, and technology. On January 26, 2024, that explicit AI-generated photo of Taylor Swift comes out on the internet and breaks the whole thing for the entire weekend.
Oh, I don't think I heard about this.
Oh, it sparked like this whole new conversation about like rules regarding AI and like what you're allowed to prompt, mm-hmm. what you're allowed to spread, like what it means to own your own image.
Wild.
That following Monday, let's get real tight. Elon Musk, or hopefully a surgeon with a degree, implanted the Neuralink brain computer into a patient's head.
Bro.
And the most recent news articles about it, which really only accumulated around like a month later, said that the patient had fully recovered and was able to operate a mouse entirely with their mind.
Wait, mouse like computer mouse or mouse like?
Like a computer mouse, like a computer mouse. Oh my God, like they're operating.
The mice. No!
Attack! Swarm!
I would hate that.
Oh my God, it's like in Ben 10 where Dr. Animo makes like an exosuit of like frogs.
Ew.
Yeah. Anyway,
Ribbit.
Baby witches, I cannot for the life of me find the name of this fucking patient anywhere. And Elon Musk seems to be doing this without much oversight at all. So for all we know, it could be Grimes. Like, we have no idea.
I mean, as long as her music still slaps, that's all that matters. But it's also like, what? Why? Why are we doing? It sounds like you are one step away from becoming the robot in the robot revolution.
Yeah, like Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So his, as far as I could understand it, they did like a pretty, this is just coming from Neuralink and Elon Musk, so I don't know. Oh, so
it's very filtered, yeah. There's no truth behind any of this, yeah.
As far as they have put out, they did like a lot of interviews and searching for people that had spinal cord injuries that they were entirely paralyzed, like can't even talk.
Okay.
Fully paralyzed people. So the idea being that like they could communicate with just their minds, and then eventually that could be translated to limbs, cybernetic things, becoming like Cyborg from Teen Titans, basically.
Okay, so just trying to get these people, I don't know, like, I guess communication with other
communication,
people.
Yeah, like, it's off the bat kind of being sold as like a disabilities advocate, like as if you were getting a runner's blade or something like that. Mm-hmm. I would anticipate that this would just then become some sort of like add machine, like upload my consciousness to like the supercomputer, you know, situation. And we would all become like in the Matrix.
If we're not already.
But since we're not already, February 22nd, 2024, the nightmare of being an AT&T user began when we experienced an insane outage for the last few weeks of February. And then later it was announced that they had a massive data breach.
Oh, that's fun.
Now I want to talk about another outage, which is me getting the hell out of airplanes.
Oh, no.
These days. So my greatest hope, besides the end of all war isms in animal agriculture, is that the airlines fix their fucking shit.
I hate these news articles.
If you haven't been freaking out for the past 10 years, basically since Malaysian Flight 370 vanished off the face of the fucking planet.
With the mangosteens.
Like, you cannot be a human in the world and be like, I guess I'll just go to JFK and have a good time, right? Like... So Alicia and I have different forms of flying anxiety that I'm going to try very hard not to inflame because she has to fly soon. But let me share with you.
I'm nervous.
That when I saw on April 7th that a Southwest flight Boeing 737 engine cover ripped itself off during takeoff like a child pulling tissue paper from Nana's birthday present, I almost rented a car and took Dolly on a road trip. The best road trip of her goddamn life back to New York City.
And that bitch hates road trips.
Okay, listen. She would have loved that rubber band ball. Anyway, so technology, revolutions, the fall of an empire. There are 1,250 Boeing 737s in the air at any given time, with two taking off every 5 seconds. Someone, I don't want it to be me, has to fix the airline industry because I need to see my family. My parents are aging, and the answer cannot be another Boeing CEO stepping down, right? Like, something needs to happen. They have to fix these planes, or we're just not going to do planes anymore, and we're going to be train people, right? Like, just juice.
And trains take so long.
They take forever, but what if you got a little snack, like a meal?
That'd be nice.
In lighter news, the House of Representatives voted to ban TikTok in the U.S. There's a lot of facets to this. I have a lot of big feelings about it. TikTok is a huge data mining campaign. These are facts. Its algorithm has decided that its job is to kill me and make me feel bad about myself while it's doing that, okay? It's highly addictive, like any social media. And Alicia, I don't know if you remember, like, during the Tumblr era, there was a point where we didn't have infinity scroll on social media platforms. You had to click the next page button.
Mm-hmm.
And if the next page button took too long, you might get distracted and do something else.
For sure.
And if you give your kids unrestricted screen time, it can expose them to things like absurd body standards for women. Incel propaganda is a big problem on TikTok. Extremist misinformation. Like, do you remember when people were cherry-picking Osama bin Laden's manifesto and agreeing with it?
No.
That was a huge TikTok. And I was like, he fully wants to kill all gay people. Like, I know what you think you're doing, you progressive. Crazy.
I mean, that's just like taking verses from the Bible, isn't it? When it's like, well, yes, a menstruating woman should be killed.
Yeah, yeah. If you look at her in the eyes, the devil will eat you and spit out your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
However, TikTok is a great resource for small businesses, grassroots political movements, and finding community. Like, can you imagine how many baby gays and transgender youths are going to suddenly find themselves entirely isolated? And yes, there's Instagram, and yes, there's Facebook, but like the loss of those connections overnight could be a huge emotional loss for a lot of people.
Yeah. No, I could totally see that. And everyone's always trying to give the younger generation shit and like take away things from them, like even for us. And I was just like, just let these people live. Our information's not our information anyway. What is data mining?
The thing that they're trying to take away from us? Social Security benefits when we're old, right?
Yeah, but they've been saying that forever too, so it'll happen probably eventually. This is why you have to vote. Okay, so things I want to throw in about what's been going on in this Pluto and Aquarius. OJ Simpson died on Wednesday, April 11th, which I think is part of Pluto and Aquarius too, because it's this did he not situation. And now we'll never know. And so we're going to destroy that, I think, honestly, besmirch his name.
I mean, he did it.
He did it.
He did it. And it was fucked up. And, like, it had a lot to do with, like, the Rodney King thing. And there was a lot of stuff happening with race in the 90s that, like, obviously we were little and weren't privy to. But he killed those people. And it's fucked up. And
yeah. And Caitlyn Jenner really said it best, which was good riddance. And then Princess Kate Middleton has cancer. And King Charles has cancer. So think in the royal industrial complex. That's two people who, you know, I hope they don't die from cancer or anything. Like, that's very, very sad. But it's kind of showing some form of, like, weakness in two royals that we've never seen before. That's never been publicized before.
Yeah, for sure.
And especially with how our media operates now, you know, there's a royal machine that would just tell people what to say. And now everything's so rogue and so audience dependent that there's no control over that image machine anymore.
Mm-hmm. Image machine is a beautiful word.
Thank you. Wow. I just thought about it.
Image machine. Oh my God, that's like some Foucault, like deep philosopher shit.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, it kind of reads into this like idea of death of the institution. Greece legalized same-sex marriage. So that's a yay. Another like disrupting the institution. The Alabama Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are children, which is very dumb.
And also bad for fertility.
It's bad for fertility. People could get sued. It's bad. Like, this is another, like, disruption to what our institution was. And not in a good way either. So it can, like, go in both directions. The other direction, Mitch McConnell will step down as Senate Republican leader in November, but he's, like, announced that he's going to be stepping down. And we also have Meta is censoring free speech and limiting political content on Instagram.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe I missed this one.
And to change this on Instagram, you can go to settings, scroll down to content preference, and then click political content and change it to don't limit. So literally, if something seems too political, they're going to try to, like, avert your gaze from it, avert your attention from it, unless you click this.
How do you even gauge, like, what's political? Like, being a woman is political. Being a human in the world is political.
I know. So it could be, like, anything.
I could, like, be talking about my experience at the bank, and then that could be political.
Yeah, absolutely. Or it's, like, anything in Gaza right now. Are they trying to restrict any knowledge that people have about what's going on over there? Ukraine, that, same thing.
100%. 100%.
And then Beyonce drops Cowboy Carter, which is the whole idea of what is the institution of country music and what makes country music country. So now it's this whole disruption on that kind of genre in the music industry.
Wow. So yeah, so just if we could speak a little bit more about, like, the violence and, like, the censorship on Meta channels. I, like, get why they're doing it, because they were blamed for so many things, that rightfully blamed for so many things, like, that had to do with the 2016 election and then the 2020 election, which led to, like, the insurgency on the Capitol. But also, like, people need to know about war and like genocide, right? So
yeah, is that their, like, quick fix to, we can't fact check everything politically, so we're just gonna give you nothing.
And also, we can't fact check everything because, like, in the entire tech industry has decided to inflate their numbers for investors by just, like, getting rid of 75% of their staff. I don't know if that's the exact number, but that's what it feels like.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
But obviously, like, there is a lot of violence and upheaval all over our planet. There are roughly 110 armed conflicts being tracked by the Geneva Academy of International Law and Human Rights occurring at the time of this podcast. There are at least 8 officially recognized civil wars occurring, 4 genocides, plus major military occupations and border disputes. So war is like not new. Like, violence is not new. It's like this weird virus that lives inside the human psyche that says, this is how I'm gonna get shit done. All humans are Aries, apparently. So our interconnectedness through the internet and technology during these huge global events is new, though. So the war in Vietnam was the first televised war in the US. Mm. It was very intensive, uncensored, and shocking to the American public. And then basically since the O.J. Simpson trial in the mid-90s, we've had this constant updating 24-hour news cycle that's only gotten worse and worse since 9/11, basically.
Yeah.
Now, it's not just, like, on the TV. Bitch, it's, like, on your phone. It's on your watch. It's in your ears, in the podcast at the grocery store. Getting the $10 cherry tomatoes. Getting the $18 one-off. I don't know what you're getting, butternut squash. hell, like, you could be looking at pictures of, like, your great-nephew, and then, bam, your extraneous friend from college posts, like, a shady infographic that you're not quite sure is real. So you start down a rabbit hole that takes you to places you never wanted to be, baby witch. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to come here, $2 for war. You didn't want to be here, but now you are. And you cannot unknow. So Aquarius, it's an air sign. So it's all about ideas. And another sign that I feel like is all about ideas, the mind, consciousness, liminal spaces, is Pisces. And Pluto's nearest neighbor, Neptune, has been in Pisces for a hot second, if you guys remember. So Neptune is all about the exchange of ideas, but more in like the leaky boat kind of way.
Oh,
it's about
illusions,
magic, psychic experiences, realms, like moving through borders. And Pisces is a leaky sign, right? So expect religious fanaticism, misinformation, disinformation, likely spread through the internet, Pluto and Aquarius. And if you've been on the internet the past 3 months, I'm sure you're feeling just as insane as I am. There are people speaking in tongues.
I know. It's crazy. It's like 2016 all over again. we're a little bit more desensitized.
Okay, so Pluto in Aquarius has been happening since January 20th. Tara, have you been able to see anything in your own life that feels very Pluto in Aquarius? Like on your day-to-day, not the big macro.
For sure, for sure. So the thing of that is a little bit special about Alicia and me and Mallory and basically anyone that's gone through their Saturn return in Aquarius, but especially Alicia, Mallory, and I who are in that those like first degrees, is that Pluto is directly conjoined to our natal Saturns. So there is like a lot of transformation, I feel like, happening in our experience, or at least in my experience, to like responsibility, structures. It is a lot of like Pluto is a slow planet, and Saturn is also a very heavy, slow planet. And like that kind of like light Aquarian energy can only do so much to get the ball rolling, right? Mm-hmm. So I do feel like in my experience, my personal life, I'm coming to a new understanding of like what my purpose is. Mm-hmm. And like what my responsibility or like my kuleana is to myself and those around me.
Ooh, kuleana.
My kuleana. Kuleana is like a Hawaiian term that is like kind of like my responsibility or like my charge. Well, sometimes people say that's not my kuleana, like that's not my problem.
I like but that. But like
your responsibility and your problem, right? Like the thing that you're supposed to carry,
yeah.
Your burden. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm sensing a lot of like transformation regarding like my responsibility to myself and my dream and to others and like my reason for being here. Pluto is also, I don't know if you know this, very much responsible for poop.
Oh, like your, I don't even know how to go deeper into this.
Like your sphincter, like your anus. Oh like it's gosh. Like has a lot to do, so it can have a lot to do with like constipation and issues with like your body and like working through things through your body. Like it's like your colon and stuff like that. It's also like your sex organs. So like, and this is not TMI, I'm not gonna talk about a ton of poop, but I would just say that like thinking about that and thinking about what it means to be a woman at the age of 32, when like your metabolism changes a lot and the things that you have to eat and put in your body and then get rid of, like you have to be thoughtful about like how you feed yourself and how you nourish yourself. And in, even in just like the last 3 months, I've been like very much like, I like actually can't have that at all.
Oh, maybe the whole Pluto in Aquarius is that they're gonna find a cure for IBS by the end in 21 years.
That's my dream. You know what is crazy? If I have a bread, the way it affects my body for a week.
A bread? A slice of bread?
A slice of bread.
That's so sad.
It's like my entire figure changes. Like if I don't eat any like processed carbs for a week, this is not diet. I think I actually have like some kind, I like bloat so hard. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of crazy. I'm at the point of like, I'm going to start eating lentil pastas.
Oh, I hate lentils.
They're so gritty.
Yeah.
Ugh. But like, I don't know how to get around it, dude. Anyway, I'm feeling great. I feel a lot of
with that I feel being said, I feel hope. Great.
I feel a lot of hope. Just feel like getting to know myself better, and I'm excited, and I'm happy to be here, and I hope you want me to be here too. Okay, bye.
No, we do want you to be here, and yeah, I've been feeling more like you can fool anything. That's been my like ethos this whole year. Mm-hmm. And especially like I've been trying out a lot of like gigs where it's my first time doing something and I act like I've done it for years.
Oh my gosh, a mirage.
I am the Neptune illusion. Maybe that's what it is.
She is Mystique from X-Men, speaking of powers.
But then I bring it and I actually do it like really well and no one knows I don't have that experience. Mm-hmm. This is some kind of new superpower, or maybe just learning about lying and how to lie. Maybe that's my superpower. But honestly, I think it's on my way to greatness.
Well, this is her new pivot. She's becoming an actress.
I acted once. I'll be acting a second time. But, and paid, okay? So, work. But yeah, it's very interesting. Even when I was on set yesterday, I don't remember if I told you this, where I had that acting gig, the director was like, you've never acted before? Because you have that air of like, someone who does. And I was like, well, I do try to be a diva in like my day-to-day life. That's
she read the
energy
book.
I bring. Yes, I love the Michelle Visage book.
It's the best. Like if you could read anything in your fucking 2024, like villain era.
Yeah.
It is the diva rules.
And I just feel like I'm fully embracing that. Cause it's like, why not? And also I was thinking like, what is a reputation if we all die anyway? It doesn't matter.
It's just a Taylor Swift album.
It's just like a
2-year stint and then it's over, you know? Your reputation, mm-hmm, like it can just change every 2 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm finding a lot of power in that, and like rising from the ashes as this beautiful male peacock when on the inside I'm actually, I don't know, a female robin or something. I'm actually a female pigeon.
Oh, but she's so, but she's, she can transform, she can hide.
But she hides behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, so beautiful. And I'm like,
a little female cardinal. You're like a little female cardinal. Coo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Death of an empire.
I'm killing the empire.
Sorry, the old Alicia isn't here right now.
Why? She's dead.
Bah!
Exactly.
And then Born This Way plays. It's not a Taylor Swift album, but it's
same vibe though.
Okay, but Baby Witches, we want to hear how the Pluto and Aquarius transit has impacted you so far. So if you have anything in like the first few degrees of Aquarius, or to a lesser extent, anything directly aspecting Aquarius, so that's like fixed signs or any air signs, you might have started to feel this. If you just went through your Saturn return in Aquarius, like, tell me what's going on, bro.
Yeah, what's the goss? What's the tea, baby? We want to know. And how are you feeling, I don't know, empowered or victimized by Pluto and Aquarius? It could go either way, honestly, at this point. But we are hoping that you just feel empowered and you're learning how to harness the, I don't know, the charade, the facade, mm-hmm, of all of
this. The Dark Moon Circus.
Yeah. You love that, don't you?
I brought it up to people.
Ever since the solar eclipse, you were like,
I was waiting. I was ready.
And nothing happened.
And nothing happened. And Baby Witches, I guess this is it.
Oh my gosh.
Fucking Pluto Aquarius. Did you like it? We'll do another update. I don't know when.
Maybe we should do it before it goes back into Capricorn. Or once it goes back into Capricorn.
Fucking that 20 years?
Time. No, oh, no, in September. Like 20 years. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have the podcast for 21 more years. At least.
Clearly. It is crazy, though. Like, imagine what kind of little old lady. I'm not saying 52-year-olds are old ladies. I'm saying, can you imagine what little old lady voices we'll have? I think I'll be like, eh.
You think so?
Yeah, I'll be like,
eh. Oh, I don't know. The way this is going, I'm just going to look like J-Lo.
What? No, your voice. Your voice. You're going to become a Latina?
Yeah.
I said your voice, bitch.
My voice? My body? It's all J-Lo.
Yes. Okay, fair.
It's just Jenny from the block, okay? And speaking of the block, we would like to thank our producer, Marcel Perez, our creative director, Mallory Jordan, and Kevin McLeod, whose music we use in the intro and outro of each episode because we fucking love it.
It's fucking, it nourishes my body and my soul. We'd also like to thank all of you. Thank you for listening.
All of you guys. You
guys are so cute. I really appreciate you. I'd also like to really thank anyone who's written an Apple Podcast review, subscribed to our channels on Spotify, wherever you guys are getting podcasts these days, whatever dark web companies you're downloading us from.
Data mining us from.
Yeah, whatever fucking TikToks you're like using to make fun of us. Head over to Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars, and be real, baby witches. We haven't had an Apple Podcast review in a second, and every time I look, I feel sad.
I don't know. That feels very Pluto and Aquarius to me. The baby witches are like, down with the system, yo.
Yo, but what if my I'm not a system. I'm a I'm a community center.
Oh, okay.
I'm a minor league basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the coach. You're baby witches. I need you to pay your dues by leaving me an Apple Podcast review so I can go buy orange juice for us. Little apple slices.
I'm the coach, so I need compliments.
I do. I need them. Why are we doing this if I'm not getting compliments? If you want to compliment Alicia, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Alicia.Herder. If you want to compliment Tara or go to her art show, how do you contact her?
You're going to go over to my Instagram at herlovelyface. You can also check out my Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/supersecret. You can get a $5 mini print every month. I'm sending shit to Brazil, New Zealand, Taiwan, London, Connecticut.
International.
Everywhere. Exactly. If you join now, you can get the April mini print, and then I'm never making another print of that drawing ever again. This is the only opportunity for $5.
And think about this. If you hold on to that print in 20 years, you can make millions.
Oh, 100%.
Fucking sell that shit like Legos.
Like Beanie Babies.
We're on Instagram at WitchYes. you can hit us up there. Love all that good, good witchy-esque content. If you want to find a community of like-minded witches, you can join our Discord in our show notes, the Witch Yes Discord. Hop in there, free of charge, baby, free 99. And you can ask whatever witchy questions you want and just have a community full of really empathetic and kind people who just love witchcraft.
Mm-hmm. And they love you.
And they love you if you want to join. And then, of course, you can hop over to our lovely Patreon. Tara, will tell them more about that.
So you can find us on Patreon, $5 Patreon, witches and above, get access to 2 extra episodes a month. Bitch, there are over 100 extra episodes. If you want to be like Annie and get access to early content, they know what the next episode is. They get to ask questions. Anytime I'm dropping nudes, it's in the Patreon.
I
haven't dropped nudes before, but...
We're waiting.
Yeah, any second. $10 above, get access to our close friends list and more. Plus, I don't know, it's like we have so many people that like follow our Patreon but don't donate, and I don't know what you're doing. So I would just say, like, if you have never been a Patreon member for Witch Yes, this is the time. We have over 100 extra episodes. If you've been thinking about it, give it a month. Give us $5. You could probably, if you worked really hard, get through the entire discography in a month. And if you don't like it, then get rid of it. However, you're going to miss so many more extra episodes. This is a weekly podcast because of the Patreon. You're going to miss so much. It is, to be honest, probably one of like the coolest things and most fun things I've ever done. I feel like we have so much fun on the Patreon. We get to talk about stuff that, like, you know, doesn't always exactly fit into the capital W witch content, but is attached to occult history.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Weird history.
Weird fucking things. Birthmarks?
Yeah. Fucking clown motels. Like, we get to talk about stuff that's like is also really interesting to us, because I do feel like sometimes when we're going for the main feed, we feel like we have to stay in our brand. And like, Patreon is where it's at.
It's true.
So give it a try. So much give it a try. $5. What are you gonna lose out on? Really?
I mean, chalk. So much sewing chalk to change your life.
You could get 10 little pieces of sewing chalk.
It's true. You can't even get a Starbucks with $5, so may as well give it to us.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
I still can't buy a Starbucks with the $5.
And because I need $5, I guess that means this has been
Witch Yes. Happy Pluto and Aquarius.
Don't get fucked up.
Good luck.